the churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Prisca greet you much in the Lord with the church which is in their house. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 19. Greet the brothers in Laodicea, as well as Nymphis and the church which is in his house. Colossians chapter 4, verse 15. And to Apphia the sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church which is in your house. Philemon, verse 2. This week we continue the series titled, The Goal of Our Christian Life, with speaking from Brother Andrew Yu on the importance of our homes to the church. This is part 2 of Message 6 from a conference hosted by the church in New York City in November 2015. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
So, next frame, history has repeatedly demonstrated the power of migration. So migration is not a force to be pushed back. You know, Al Gore, he borrows his from the Chinese. He said the Chinese, the word crisis is danger plus opportunity. So all of you Chinese know, wei is danger, ji is jihui, opportunity. So I don't believe Al Gore understands Chinese, but he probably heard it from the Chinese. Is that the Chinese have saying a crisis is danger on the one side, but opportunity on the other. And so it's the migration. And so you can see, wow, all these hundreds of thousands of people in the Arabic-speaking world now going into Europe. And it's not just the biggest human population shift since the Second World War. Now they're saying that it's the biggest human population shift ever in human history. And on the one hand, everybody knows all those problems that will be accompanying it. On the other hand, that's opportunity. Opportunity for what? Opportunity for the gospel. So you see all these people coming into this country. You see the Spanish people, you know, getting higher and higher and higher. And then Donald Trump gets so worried he's going to kick them all out. And I'm going to tell you, there are going to be more and more coming. And then it's not a danger, it's an opportunity. Amen. And already the Catholic have seized the opportunity to fill them all into their Catholic churches. What about the Lord's recovery? We need to take advantage of all these opportunities. And the migration is likely to become more globalized. It's almost like he's talking about today. And this is a 2012 report. As demand for both skilled and unskilled labor soar, why did Germany absorb so many people? They want unskilled labor. Okay, next one. More short-term movement occur. What is short-term movement? Traveling, international traveling, tourism. That's short-term movement occur in addition to permanent migration. More people will have their feet in more than one country. So you have these migration birds, and one season they're in this country, and the next season they're back in China. And that's going to happen more and more. That's what it says. Greater information flows, everybody knows. The internet is flowing more and more information. Will enable more people to become aware of job opportunities. IT revolution ensures greater linkages to friends and families. And so we're facing this with you, your generation. While we're giving messages, you're texting messages. But guess what? Your children is going to be even more challenged to you. Because the information is going to mushroom, and it's going to blow up like an atomic bomb. So that's the world tomorrow, and we have to face that world tomorrow. So next frame. So what is the need today? The need today is that the whole body needs to rise up. Amen.
Amen.
And every member has to feel that he is useful, that he is accepted, that he has ownership, and that he has contribution. And that's what we're talking about this weekend, that we want everybody, the whole church, all the saints, and the young working saints, it's just one group of it. We want all the saints to become useful, and not just, like I said, the seat warmers. They become useful, and you will see how everyone can be useful and accepted and have ownership and have contribution. And it will be very rare for the next generation to be raised up and grow up in one city and continue to be in that city. Most likely, those that are sitting here do not grow up here. Most of you grew up somewhere else, and then you come here. And I know how I felt when I first moved to another city, and I felt like, it's hard for me to belong. I don't know, I don't fit in, and so forth. So what is the church? The church is a place where we need everybody to feel he is useful there, he is accepted there, he has ownership there. And that goes true for you, that goes true for all the new ones that are around you. And if we would be able to give them that kind of sense of ownership, sense of usefulness, sense of acceptance, and sense of contribution, then they will become part of the useful members of the body of Christ to build up the body. Otherwise, then they'll just not become useful members. Okay, next one. Okay, this is Chinese. You can skip this one. All these ones, we will have the English equivalent in the PowerPoint today. So before I move to what I want to speak about, I want to show you a video. But on second thought, I better not because of the time. So it's 8:15, and I want to spend an hour to share with you what I really want to share with you in this last message. And the video is about what the brothers did in Europe now. There's one segment who is passing out tracts to these new immigrants, and there's another segment trying to minister and trying to contact these ones after they are more settled down in the northern part of Europe. And there is a need of the first group. There's a need of the second group. The first group, actually, I call up the brothers in Rima, and they said they have one group that is going there 2 weeks in a shift, and that's all filled up. There's a second group that has been lined up that's also filled up. But the third group, which will leave on December the 29th, they still have eight openings. And if anybody has 2 weeks opening, whether it's those that are sitting here or you're listening on the internet, go and to the Rima webpage and sign up. The next one that has opening is December 29th. However, Brother Richard Lee told me that the place where they're passing out these tracts, they have 100 buses that come in every day, and they're able to pass out tracts to only 15 of them. That's because of the limitation of manpower and resources, the amount of tracts and the amount of care packages that they have. So if we have more resources, we have more human resources and financial resources, then we can easily extend to more people. And they're all hungry, and they're all open, and they all want to listen to whatever is offered them. And we know what it's like when you you landed in Ellis Island, everybody is open. Then after 5 years, or then worse still, after by the second generation, you're so Americanized, you're not open to anything anymore. And so there's a window of opportunity, and we have to realize that that's, you know, it's human history. So okay, so now let us go to our last message. Okay, so please turn the PowerPoint to the last message, and I told you that. At the beginning, there's six messages, and it's L-I-V-I-N-G, and the G is tonight. And what is the G? The G is the goal. And what is the goal? The goal is four things. The gospel living, for G, the open homes, for O, the active groups, for A, and then the living prophesying, for L. And geographically, that's what the New Way is all about. It's the gospel, the homes, the groups, and then the districts. Fu jia pai chu, those in Chinese, you know. So for in terms of what to do, then the first one is begetting, sung. The second one is the nourishing. Where is the nourishing happening? The nourishing does not happen in the meeting hall. It happens in your own home, in your home. And then the third one is sang yang jiao. The third one is teaching. Where do we teach? Not only in the big meeting hall, but every one of us has to be the teachers. All of you young ones have to open up your home, and you have to teach the new ones from your home. And then lastly, the building. Where does the building happen? It happens with you. It happens in your own home. So that's Fu Jia Pai Chu Sheng Yang Jiao Jian, begetting, nourishing, teaching, and building. And that's the goal. What is the goal? The goal is to have this kind of a church life. A church life where let's go to the next frame. It's these three things that Brother Lee talked about: working the gospel into our daily living, so that we would be preaching the gospel not as an event once a year, or worse still, once every 10 years, but as something that we do as part of the fabric of our daily living. Then working the truth into the saints, so that we can be constituted and appreciating the saints to propagate the truth. Then working the church life into the home, and this is one big point, one really strong point I want to speak about tonight. And that is the strategy, the strategic move of God is with our homes. And so today, more homes open, then more move of God. And the crucial factor in this is the, I shouldn't say the young working saints, but the working saints, because that's where you have the homes. And if in the locality you have three families that are like that, then right away you can have the church life. And in the New Testament, all the churches spring up from the saints' homes. And you have at least four cases in the New Testament where it talks about the church in certain brother's home, or the certain sister's home. So it's a very, very common thing in the New Testament to have the church life in the homes. We're going to consider these three things in the following PowerPoint. Now, the next few PowerPoints are the importance of the homes and how the church meetings should be conducted in the homes. And you will be very surprised that these quotes are taken from a Watchman Nee in 1937. It's taken from the book called The Normal Christian Church Life. And for most of you, you know that that is almost like the Magna Carta of the truth concerning the practice of the church life in the Lord's recovery. And in that first book, which everybody, they said, yeah, Watchman Nee, his book, The Normal Christian Church Life, that's important. They did. They missed out this part. And it's in chapter 12 of the church, of the normal Christian church life, on the meeting place. And he's saying, well, where should the church meet? Now, I'll quickly read over this. I'm sure some of you have read it before, but I'll just read it through with you. The thought of a church is so frequently associated with church building that the building itself often is referred to as the church. That's a Christianity concept. Everybody says, oh, I go to church. And if they bomb, then they bomb the church. Well, sorry, they won't. Your home won't be the target because they don't consider your home the church. But guess what? That's where the church is. In God's word, it is the living believers who are called the church, not the bricks and the mortar. The temple of the New Testament is not a material edifice. It consists of living persons, all believers in the Lord. That means you and me. We are the church. Because the New Testament temple is spiritual, then the question of the meeting places for believers or places of worship is of minor importance. Next frame. That is why in the Word of God we find His children meeting in the family atmosphere of a private home. We read of the church in the house of Prisca and Aquila, the church in the house of Nymphas, the church in the house of Philemon. The New Testament mentions at least these three different churches that were in the homes of believers. How did the churches come to be in such homes? If in a certain place there were a few believers and one of them had a house large enough to accommodate them all, they quite naturally assembled there, and the Christians in that locality were called the church in the house of so-and-so. So I don't know how many homes or houses there are in New York City, but if you measure the population, it's 10 million, 12 million. But among them, you have all these homes. And if all these homes blossom, and each one with practice, like it says, becomes a house of Prisca and Aquila, then suddenly you will have 100 meeting places in the city of New York. Would you say amen to that?
Amen.
And I closed my eyes and I said, wow, wouldn't it be wonderful if I live long enough to come back here in 10 years' time and find 100 districts in New York? And Brother Peter said that there are 648 subway stations. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if along each subway station there is a home that is open? So you say, well, it's too late for me to get home for my home meeting. So I just stop at the next subway station and got off, and I go to the next home meeting. Wow, don't you think that would be wonderful? Well, I ended up that meeting was in spoken in Spanish. Well, that's okay. It's just we're in the ministry. We're all in the same ministry in the same week of Holy Word, so that's fine. I just joined in. And then that's wonderful, but I wonder what's next station like. So next time I stop at the next station and I look at the address on my iPhone and say, oh, wow, it's in Brother Kim's place. And so, okay, well, I go up and wow, lo and behold, 20 and 30 believers are there singing, burning, burning. You think I'm dreaming?
No.
You think that can happen?
Yes.
Well, I I got up this morning very early, and I thought, wow, the church in Jerusalem and in the Bible, it says that there are myriads of people. You know, myriad means 10,000. 10,000 is 1 million. Is that myriads of believers are in the church in Jerusalem. I said, how big was the city of Jerusalem at that time? And a few years back, I took Brother Benjamin and Brother Peter to visit Jerusalem. I'm not talking about the modern Jerusalem. I'm talking about the historical Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that was that has been here around for 2,000 years. You know how big that old Jerusalem is? It's 0.37 square mile. Do you know how much is 0.37 square mile? It's 1,000 of them can fit into Manhattan. You know, Manhattan is like about 337. 33.7
square miles.
33 square miles. So you can have 1,000 Jerusalem fitting into Manhattan. And each of those 1,000 has millions of believers in them. And they meet in homes. So if you say, I want to be like the New Testament, then that would mean that you would have 1,000 times millions of homes of believers here, just in Manhattan. It doesn't include Queens. It doesn't include all the other districts, just Manhattan alone. So I woke up. I said, wow, great, that's a dream. Would you dream together with me?
Amen.
How about that, Dennis? How about that, Ricky?
Amen.
And we'll have the whole world language in all different district meetings. And that would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.